You're listening to New Technia. Cyber attacks reached water system controls in at least 7 U.S. states. Cyber attacks reached operational technology at water utilities in at least 7 U.S. states, briefly disrupting some local systems but causing no reported drinking water or public health harm. The FBI is investigating, and a possible Iranian link remains unconfirmed. A series of cyber attacks reached the technology that helps American water utilities run pumps, wells, and treatment equipment. Authorities say systems in at least 7 states were affected, including more than 30 community water systems in Minnesota and 9 in Michigan. The most important qualification is also reassuring. Officials reported no known compromise of drinking water quality or public health. The 30-second summary. What happened? Attackers reached internet-connected operational technology at water utilities in several U.S. states. Some operators temporarily switched to manual control, and one Minnesota plant was offline for about 90 minutes. Why does it matter? These systems control physical equipment, so a weak password or exposed controller can become a real-world service problem rather than an ordinary data breach. What is the catch? The FBI has not named the attacker. Investigators are examining possible links to Iran, but the evidence is not conclusive and reported impacts were limited. Key number. More than 30 Minnesota water systems were confirmed affected, while federal investigators said malicious activity reached utilities in at least 7 states. Why this is more than another hacked website? Water utilities use operational technology to watch tank levels, start pumps, control wells, and manage treatment processes. Many of those tasks are handled by programmable logic controllers, small industrial computers built for reliable physical control rather than modern internet security. That distinction matters. A stolen customer database is serious, but interference with a controller can stop machinery or deprive operators of remote visibility. The latest incidents did not produce a public health emergency, yet they show how an online foothold can cross into equipment that communities depend on every day. What happened at the affected utilities? Minnesota IT Services said coordinated attacks targeted operational technology at more than 30 community water systems on July 26 and 27. The agency activated a statewide response with health, public safety, and federal partners, and said it was not aware of any active request for residents to change how they use drinking water. The disruptions varied. In Braham, attackers shut down controls connected to a well and treatment plant. Operators isolated the affected system and restored a backup in about 90 minutes, while the town relied on water already stored in its tower. Plymouth temporarily disconnected compromised controllers at 2 water towers and 14 sewer lift stations, then operated manually until communications were restored. Michigan disclosed on August 1 that 9 systems had also been affected. State officials said local operators resolved the issues and every system continued to operate safely. The Associated Press reported that the FBI is investigating but has not publicly identified a culprit. How exposed controllers become an entry point. Industrial controllers are sometimes placed online so staff or vendors can monitor equipment remotely. That convenience becomes dangerous when devices use default credentials, weak passwords, undocumented cellular connections, or no protective gateway. An attacker may not need sophisticated malware if the control panel itself is reachable from the public internet. On July 30th, the U.S. Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency warned of a significant rise in attempts against water sector controllers. It urged operators to remove exposed devices from the internet and to review connections installed by vendors or integrators, including cellular modems that may be missing from normal asset inventories. A broader joint federal advisory published July 22 described Iranian-affiliated actors targeting internet-exposed controllers to cause disruption. That warning supplies important context, but similarity to a known method is not proof that the same actor carried out every new intrusion. Before we overstate the incident, being listed as affected means investigators confirmed malicious activity involving a utility's technology. It does not mean every community lost water service or that attackers altered drinking water chemistry. No agency has publicly attributed the incidents. CBS News reported that investigators are examining a possible Iranian link, while sources cautioned that the assessment may change as technical evidence is collected. The public record does not yet establish whether all incidents were coordinated by one actor, how long every system was accessible, or whether additional utilities remain undiscovered. What happens next? The immediate work is practical: isolate exposed controllers, change default credentials, document remote connections, and make sure plants can keep operating manually. Utilities also need tested backups and clear procedures for separating business networks from the systems that control physical equipment. The larger lesson is not that tap water suddenly became unsafe. It is that small local utilities can sit on the front line of international cyber conflict while lacking the staff and budgets of large energy or technology companies. The limited impact this time reflects quick detection and manual fallback, not proof that the underlying exposure is harmless. The takeaway: attackers reached the digital controls behind essential water services across several states, but operators contained the known incidents without a reported public health crisis. The next test is whether utilities and regulators turn that warning into less internet exposure, stronger access controls, and recovery plans before a future intrusion causes more than a brief disruption. Read the full article at newtacnia.com.